Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Eamon Torsney. It is Wednesday the 18th of March at 6:31. I hope you had a lovely St. Patrick's Festival. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about sports endorsements and sponsorships, and we'll be looking at how we wean ourselves off fossil fuel dependence in the Middle East and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Andrew Ross of the Business Post reports that shares in PTSB surged last night after reports that the Austrian bank BAWAG is preparing a takeover bid. According to the Austrian newspaper Die Presse, BAWAG is ready to bid 1.6 billion euro for the bank when second round bids fall due later this month. Shortly after the report, shares in PTSB shot up, closing 2.3% higher at €3.11. per share. The reported BAWAG bid comes below PTSB's current market cap of 1.69 billion, but as Die Presse reports, it bolsters hopes of a deal progressing. It had been reported that the US private equity firm Centerbridge and Lone Star are also interested in PTSB, which is led by Eamon Crowley. Joe Brennan in the Irish Times reports that Bank of Ireland plans to close its three US offices by the end of next year, affecting 34 jobs, following the lender's decision last month to wind down its leveraged acquisition finance unit in that market. It will initially shut its New York hub and Chicago office later this year, a company spokesman confirmed to the Irish Times. Its office in Stamford, Connecticut is expected to shut next year, and most of the 34 staff are expected to take a redundancy package. The FT reports that the EU is planning to overhaul its merger rules to curb national powers to block corporate takeovers in a bid to help European companies build the scale to compete with US and Chinese rivals. The proposed reforms reflect growing frustration in Brussels that capitals intervened in a series of significant corporate deals, often to protect national champions at the expense of the single market. While such intervention is permitted under the treaties and the merger regulation for reasons such as national security, some cases may have an unnecessarily hindered scaling up, the Commission discussion paper said. There are several recent cases which have fueled concerns. Germany has opposed the takeover of Commerzbank by Italy's UniCredit. Spain has opposed a merger between BBVA and Banco Sabatel, while Italy has used its so-called golden powers in UniCredit's takeover bid for rival bank Banco BPM.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.